Welcome to episode 1837 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm excited to welcome you to a brand new meditation series we're launching into, all about how to manage social anxiety. And this is part of a four-part collection of meditation series all about confidence. In this series, you will discover how to be more confident as you interact with others to help you manage social anxiety. Most of us have experienced social anxiety at one time or another, or maybe for you, it's ongoing, because social anxiety can be chronic. It can last for years, or it can last a lifetime. It is a treatable condition by a medical professional if you see a counselor or a therapist to help you if you have pretty extreme social anxiety, to where social interactions can cause irrational anxiety. Well, I want you to know that, as with many anxiety-producing types of conditions, managing social anxiety can be helped tremendously by meditating. So you are in the right place to help you get started with feeling more comfortable in your own skin, to feel as though you are enough. Social anxiety is the fear of social situations that require you to connect with other people. And it involves being fearful that you will be judged negatively by other people. You may find that you're pretty outgoing and confident in some social situations, but in others, you can feel this sense of anxiety. It could even be in relationships with loved ones, where you just don't feel like you can be yourself. If, for example, you had a parent who had really high expectations and you feel as though you always seem to let them down, you can find that you may have some social anxiety when you interact with even a parent or someone close to you. Experiencing social anxiety could even have been the reason why you decided to listen to a meditation podcast. Social anxiety can be painful when it happens. You can experience physical and emotional and mental discomfort. You can find your heart rate begins to pound when you are in social anxiety provoking situations, or you even may feel nauseated. You can also feel so down, like you've let others down as well as you've let yourself down. So this can be a very serious issue if you do suffer from ongoing social anxiety. You could also not really have experienced social anxiety, and then maybe you go through something in your life that really seems to shake the foundation of your sense of safety. You can find that suddenly you are experiencing social anxiety. Well, there is a lot of hope for you. If you suffer from social anxiety, you can manage it beautifully, and you will be discovering meditation techniques in each episode this week that will help you to begin to trust yourself and to feel more trustworthy with others. And I will explain that in just a moment. I want to let you know that even if you don't suffer from social anxiety, the techniques you will discover in this week's series will help you when you feel fatigued, when you feel as though you just can't focus, you may feel so distracted, and when you feel on edge and stressed. These techniques will help you to manage many stressful situations. Now back to feeling trustworthy. When you begin to trust yourself, and in last week's series, you discovered techniques to trust yourself. The whole series was about feeling more confident and trusting yourself. Now you're moving on to allowing others to trust you. And when others trust you, there's a connection. So if you can begin to feel as though you have integrity, you have compassion, you are humble, you are kind, you are resourceful. When you begin to acquire the traits of people who are trustworthy, you begin to lose this feeling of social anxiety because you know you are showing up authentically, and others will connect with that part of you. Because whether or not they may like you or other qualities about you, when people realize that you have these major values and qualities such as integrity, compassion, kindness, humbleness, consistency, there are many trustworthy traits that instantly connect others to you. And so the more you feel connected to others and the more they feel connected to you, the less social anxiety you will experience. I think you can think about relationships in your life where you don't have this social anxiety. It's likely because you have a connection. There's some trust there. You are trustworthy, and people know this about you. So when you begin to exhibit these qualities and show up authentically as who you are, then you begin to feel as though you are enough, regardless of how people judge you. So for today, as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, think about one area of your life that you may feel insecure about. Maybe you don't really feel confident in the way you look or in your social status. Maybe the kind of car you drive, or maybe the way you dress, or maybe you feel like people aren't really interested in what you have to say. Maybe you don't feel like you're that interesting or that intelligent or that funny or pleasant to be around. These are all real issues that can hold you back, as insignificant as they may seem. When you hear me say them, it's often these very issues that can cause people the most social anxiety that could impact them throughout a lifetime. So think about a part of yourself or your life where you feel insecure. And just bring that to mind, and you might want this to be your focus in this week's series. Know that if you'd like to go a little more deeper into managing social anxiety, you can be guided at a deeper level with full half-hour guided meditations on my Sip and Om meditation app. There for 2 weeks, free access to over 1,800 half-hour guided meditations, as well as a journal customized for the week's theme, as well as a slowdown guide also customized for each week's theme. So this is the Sip and Om meditation app where you can go a little more deeply with this topic. So as you settle yourself down right now, bring to mind a part of your life where you feel insecure. And you might want to take a look back through the past week and think about the times in the past week when you felt social anxiety or even uneasiness or particular stress. So bring this to mind, and this may give you a clue as to what you would like to be your focus for this week. And then as you begin to calm your mind and body, let go of your thoughts and allow yourself to sit in stillness, knowing that you are doing something to help yourself move past social anxiety. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.